Ever notice how the most dangerous trap isn't failure? It's comfort. You're doing fine. Bills are paid, career is stable, relationships are adequate. Yet there's that nagging feeling, that project you keep pushing to someday, that dream collecting dust in the corner of your mind. This isn't about laziness. It's about being caught in what psychologists call the success delusion, believing that what got you here will keep working, even as your life transforms around you. Consider Jerry, who started working occasional Saturdays to get ahead. Harmless enough, right? Fast forward a year, he's at the office every weekend while his newborn daughter grows up without him. He didn't consciously choose this. He simply kept doing what used to work long after it stopped serving him. Or take Steven, a senior manager staring at a promotion that would mean more travel, more money, more prestige. He's paralyzed, not because he lacks ambition, but because success now conflicts with the person he's becoming. These stories reveal something profound. Being stuck isn't about lacking motivation. It's about operating on autopilot while life demands intentional navigation. The five excuses we tell ourselves, I don't know where to start, what I have is fine, I failed before, I'm confused, I'm overwhelmed, aren't character flaws. They're sophisticated defense mechanisms protecting us from disappointment while simultaneously preventing growth. Breaking free requires more than inspiration. It demands a systematic process for moving forward when enthusiasm inevitably fades. Most productivity advice makes you busier, not better. Virtual assistants, apps, calendar blocking, you've tried them all, yet your most important project remains untouched. What you need isn't more hours, but a smarter framework. Enter the five stages of momentum. Stage one, motivation, asks, what do I want to be known for? This becomes your decision filter. Know your legacy, and saying no becomes effortless. Stage two, mentors, asks, whom can I learn from? Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile proved that seeing someone succeed provides both motivation and a template. Stage three, milestones, tackles overwhelm. What are three sub-projects I can complete? Break goals into 30-day chunks. Stage four, moniker, asks what positive things are happening. Without tracking, you can't recognize progress. Stage five, modify, asks what one change can I make? Not a complete overhaul, precise, targeted adjustments. Apply this framework to one stuck project. Success here creates a template you'll replicate everywhere. Momentum becomes self-reinforcing. Real motivation isn't fleeting excitement. It's connecting deeply with your purpose. There's a crucial distinction between getting motivated, temporary external inspiration, and being motivated, enduring internal drive. When you answer, what do I want to be known for? You create a powerful filter that makes decisions obvious. This aligns with Simon Sinek's insight that people buy why you do it. Two drivers fuel this. Intrinsic motivation, internal passions you can't shake, and extrinsic motivation, external circumstances or rewards. Daniel Pink's research shows that once basic needs are met, intrinsic motivation dominates sustained performance. Often, motivation emerges from productive dissatisfaction, that friction between where you are and where you need to be. Jason Womack experienced this in 2006 when he realized he'd never reach senior management despite his capabilities, catalyzing his leap into entrepreneurship. Ariana Friedlander launched Rosabella Consulting, then recognized her dual need, continuing to learn while helping others grow, leading to entrepreneurs.biz. Expect resistance. Tall poppy syndrome means standing out invites criticism. Building a strong support system early, mentors, and like-minded peers helps you weather inevitable pushback and maintain momentum. After clarifying your motivation, seek guidance from those who've walked your path. A mentor has experience you're seeking and can teach you what they know, either directly or through their work. Why reinvent the wheel when someone's already figured out the route? Mentors serve three functions: building resilience by sharing how they overcame challenges, providing productivity strategies to carve out time, and connecting you with networks that expand possibilities. Ralph Waldo Emerson captured it perfectly. A mentor is someone who shall make me do what I can. Build a small group of powerful mentors rather than relying on one guru. Sometimes, just knowing something is possible transforms everything. When Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile in 1954, many others achieved the same feat within months. Expand your concept of mentorship beyond direct relationships. Business leaders, historical figures, even organizations become mentors. Jason learned from Benjamin Franklin through 6 books over 20 years, insights that still influence his productivity today. Jody demonstrates proactive mentor building by attending diverse conferences and organizing dinner parties, book clubs, and morning discussion groups. Seeking help from those willing to share their journey makes progress exponentially easier than going it alone. Break overwhelming goals into sub-projects spaced 30 days apart. Milestones create momentum because they're achievable and believable. If a sub-project seems too big, make it smaller. Even tiny completed actions generate progress. 2 practices supercharge this approach: the 30-30 rule. Work 30 undistracted minutes daily on something not due for 30 days, yielding about 15 focused hours monthly. Jason transformed hectic travel by dedicating 30 weekly minutes to contacting clients in cities he'd visit, eventually consolidating work in single locations. The 90-90 rule: spend 90 minutes monthly looking 90 plus days ahead, anticipating future needs rather than constantly reacting. Wellness consultant Felice Martinez shares, "Rather than feeling paralyzed by needing to figure out an entire project before starting, I broke work into 90-day cycles with specific deliverables, creating energy through completion. Milestones require monitoring through quantitative metrics that show clear progress. As Dr. Larry Brilliant emphasized, early detection, early response enables quick action. Monitoring also acknowledges progress, activating brain regions responsible for reward and motivation. Finally, modification means making targeted changes based on monitoring. Focus on one change at a time. The goal, smaller pieces. The information, learning through books, courses, or connections, or the process, automating, delegating, or eliminating activities. Small efficiencies compound dramatically. Saving 15 minutes per meeting recovers 12 hours annually." Bronnie Ware's research on the top 5 regrets of the dying reveals something haunting. Nobody wishes they'd worked more on their deathbed. Instead, they regret not living true to themselves, working too hard, not expressing feelings, losing touch with friends, and not allowing themselves happiness. The Get Momentum process helps you live authentically by answering, what do you want to be known for? This isn't about the distant future, it's about how you live today. Building momentum, achieving outcomes, and reflecting on progress builds self-confidence, increasing your willingness to take on greater responsibility. Nobody achieves momentum alone. Top performers all have coaches. As Helen Keller said, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. Here's your challenge. What's the one project you've been postponing that, if completed, would fundamentally change your life? Not someday, not when things calm down. Now. Your legacy isn't what people say at your funeral. It's what you do today, tomorrow, and every day after. Your momentum starts with a single decision: choosing to begin.